And I'm joined on the line by Harry from Harry and the Chicks. Her music is original, cheeky, energetic. It's a pop blend, catchy melodies and unconventional lyrics. I managed to get that word out. Yes. Are you there, Harry?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you coping in lockdown?
I don't mind it.
Are you doing plenty of songwriting?
Yeah, we've been writing stuff and producing it with my friends Dan Pay and Craig, so yeah, just all online.
Your track Colour Me In is getting lots of radio play, not just locally, it's getting played all over the place. It's a really brilliant track. Tell people about the concept.
Thank you. So Colour Me In is a fun, colourful pop song, really. It's like, it's just a love song, it's about falling in love. I use synesthesia, like, because I have synesthesia, which is where you can see colours when you listen to sounds and you associate colours with things. So I talk about that a lot in the song.
That's really interesting. So when you speak to somebody, do you get a colour then as well?
Sometimes. Like, people do have coloured auras sometimes, all the time. But yeah, I do associate some people with colours.
Colour Me In, the video, which is a lovely video. Have you got some of your friends involved as well?
So Colour Me In is like, we basically did that as friends and family. So the person who filmed it is called Max, and he's from Go Out of Tune, which is his like filming company. Then my niece Willow choreographed the whole thing, and she's in it. She's with me dancing. Mm. And then her friend Delilah joined her. My other niece Inara is sitting on the floor as a fairy. And she's only 10.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, she's 11. Then we've got Nicole, my guitarist, also playing in the song. But, yeah, it takes you around a really pretty garden, which is my family friends, Alistair and Sue. Yeah, it's just meant to be fun. When I wrote the song, I basically saw that video in my head and I just messaged Willow saying, oh, we need to do a dance for this song. And she got it choreographed really quickly. And she was actually on holiday, so she sent me, like, a video and I had to learn it. Mm-hmm. And then I think we taught Delilah in like 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much.
It is a great, because we're so used to seeing people like throwing themselves around, you know what I mean, with like they're dancing and this is a really quirky dance that people can actually join in with, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a bit TikTok-y.
Yes. Yeah, it is a bit TikTok-y, which I think is really good. It's not what you're expecting. That's what I like about it. You've got some beautiful clothing as well. You basically design the clothes and your mum machines everything up, and you've actually had a run of tops or blouses that have been sold all over the place, haven't you? And they've been sold out.
Yeah, we've sold them in the USA. That's been the most popular place. The UK, Europe and Australia.
Wow.
So yeah, one of my videos on TikTok got like a big engagement. It has like 20,000 likes or something. And then loads of people were asking where the blouses are from. And I was like, oh, we make them. So we set up the store.
Yeah.
And it's just on harryandthechicks.com.
Are they £100 each? That's what I'd be selling them for. Get the money, get the revenue coming in. With this song, Colour Me In, is there going to be an EP or are you doing an album?
I think I'm just going to do singles because I'm still trying to find my sound. Yeah, we've got one of them is mastered, ready to go, but I don't think I'm going to release that one next because it's similar to Colour Me In, but it's also a bit far away, so I don't want the listeners.
You're leaning on the phone.
I've just noticed that. Sorry.
It sounds like you're swearing and just cutting off the words that you're saying. So there might be something maybe towards the end of the year or maybe early into next year.
I'm hoping to release everything within 3 months of each other.
Obviously, lockdown at the moment, there's no music. All the musicians are out of work, basically. Are you going to be doing some gigs with the tracks, with the full band, maybe at the end of the year or coming into next year?
Hopefully. I mean, yeah, we were meant to do a gig literally before lockdown happened.
Yeah.
But it was like the day before it happened, and we were just like, no, we're not going to do it. Yeah, we will plan to do more after.
Now, if people want to find out more, you are at Harry and the Chicks, and that's across social media, isn't it?
Yeah. Barring Twitter, which is just Harry the Chicks, because you didn't have and the Chicks, but yeah, it's just Harry and the Chicks everywhere. I don't really use Twitter anyway.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. It's lovely to talk to you, and hopefully in the next couple of months we'll get you back in, because you played live when you came in last time and it was brilliant, so hopefully we'll get you to come in and play live again soon. But this is your track. This is called Colour Me In. It's out now. Buy it. is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's iTunes. Free on all the streaming platforms, so yeah.
Free? You don't want to give away things for free. Don't give away things for free, not a quality song. Lovely to talk to you. Take care. Have a great afternoon. And here is Harry and the Chicks with Colour Me In.
Thank you.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye.
Spins opposites, coded together in a double helix, intertwined in less than a minute. Some drink with mixes, but I slap on elixir. Some drink with mixes, but I slap on elixir.